Do we have Matt on the phone, or is he online here? Yeah. Matt, what I'd like to do is to get through 22 and 23 yet today. Does that, we have enough time for you, pal, to get those two handled so that we don't have you tied up right away in the morning?
It's going to be brief. Yeah, I can be pretty brief on both of them.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, okay. Well, good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. We'll start with the fall bison sale that we had. It was the 55th annual bison sale. You guys should have got that information in you. Maybe some of the highlights, if you want to call them that, the overall sale was down about 23% this year. You know, we've kind of seen a decline since 2018. And a lot of that this past year was two major causes for that decline in the market was, you know, you have too many slaughter-ready bison that weren't going to market because a lot of the restaurants on that high end were closed. They're not buying bison because a lot due to COVID. And then we've seen drought conditions across the nation where a lot of these bison herds are, where you had different ranchers basically reducing their herds and sure weren't looking to expand any herds. So that's kind of what's been driving that market and that price there. You know, when we look ahead to 2021 coming up, you know, we're overwintering about 1,040 head right now. That's 100 head more than we did a year ago. You know, we're looking at probably anticipating next fall similar prices to what we experienced in 2020. So not looking for any huge increase, but hoping to kind of stay steady and not see a big decline either, you know, in that regard. So looking to probably have right now, estimating that 400 to 450 animals will probably auction next fall, November. Probably calves, right now estimating calves will be about 500 this spring, which is up slightly from 2020. So a lot of times we get asked about forage and forage production and how the animals are doing over winter and that. They're doing great. One of the benefits of the Legion Lake fire was we have a lot more forage than we used to. You know, and utilization right now from our range of colleges and that's the same. The buffalo are probably using about 25% of the available forage that they actually have out there for them. So, you know, nothing's getting overgrazed. The buffalo have plenty to eat. And from that standpoint, things are positive. We just need to work on seeing the market rebound and getting prices back up there. So still a lot of interest at the auction, as you can see there, from bidders that showed up online and those that come in person. But, I mean, we're still moving bison all over the United States every year, and they're still in demand. It's just some of those guys that bought this year kind of got a benefit because the prices were low. So with that, I would stand by for any questions.
Do you have any questions for Matt? Go ahead, Commissioner Beast.
Matt, is there anybody looking into marketing some of the excess buffalo through the plant there in Rapid, and that way instead of always just doing the auction?
Through the chair, our experience is through the auction, it's people get a higher price for them. And I know in town here, they've taken a few, like if we have to call one or so, but, you know, the price is usually considerably lower than we have normally gotten at the auction, so.
Commissioner Spring?
I know some people that raise buffalo, and most of them have a buyer that comes from the east, and they put them in a feedlot, and they seem to get quite a price out of them. I'm just wondering if that was ever looked into. They were mainly selling calves and yearlings. And also, I was just wondering, what kind of conception rate do you have with the buffalo? You were saying you probably have 500 this next year to sell of those calves, or what all you sell?
You know, the bring back is roughly 90% of what we have. And what we'll sell next fall will be a combination of, you know, mature cows, and then we do sell some of our calves and some of our yearlings as well. So it's usually a combination of what we're selling. So And in regards to some of our buyers, some of them are people that are looking to expand their herd, and then we do have quite a few that will come and look for slaughter as well. I know, I think it was back in 2018, we had a company out of Wisconsin that had just picked up a contract for buffalo jerky, and they were basically buying everything they could possibly get their hands on with us. Some of those places that do that kind of work enter into actual contracts with different people, you know, and get their buffalo that way as well. So for the park, we've always kind of had that public auction to allow those animals to be bought and by different producers and as well as feeders, you know, that want to get them out.
Any other questions? Thanks for that, Matt. You got the Bison Center update as well?
Yeah. Bison Center, where we're at right now, just kind of a quick update on that. The architectural firm that got selected is Perspective. It's the same company that did the renderings for us. We went through a process and we actually interviewed three different firms, architectural firms, and we settled in on Perspective, which is going very well. They were actually out today and had a meeting with them and kind of still defining some of the aspects of the building. One change from the rendering, it would be on the east side of the building. We kind of had an overhead, we had kind of an overhead porch there on that aspect of it. And what we're doing is we're taking about half to three quarters of that. We're going to actually close it in and allow the concessionaire to come down there and operate out of that. What we've noticed over the years with the wildlife visitor station, with a lot of our visitors, they're coming into that area of the park. They're looking for something to drink, to get a pop or a water, looking for some type of grab-and-go food to get the kids by until they can either get the Bluebell or up the Game Lodge or wherever they're headed for the evening. So working with the concessionaire and the architect, we devised a plan where it's really not going to change the look or feel of the building, except we're just going to take that roof line on the east side and take it out a little bit and close that in, and they'll have their own private access into a small concession area there where, like I said, they'll have some grab-and-go type food as well as some merchandise in that in there. So that's we're thinking that's going to be positive and really enhance that visitor experience down there with that. We also have settled in on an interpretive display company. It's Taylor Studios out of, if I say this right, Rantoul, Illinois. They're about 15 miles north of the Champaign, Urbana area there and a couple hours south of Chicago. Well-known interpretive design firm that basically their expertise is in interpretive planning, exhibit design, and fabrication. So they're a one-shop place where they basically will come out, do all the design work, do the fabrication, do the install. Over 30 years of experience doing this type of work, so we're really excited to be working with them as well on this project. You know, the focus of the interior of the building for the interpretive display aspect is still that centered on the history of the bison, the conservation efforts that the park went through early on, working with Scotty Phillips years ago, and then bringing it up to our current management practices and that. So, you know, still all about showcasing the bison. And then we've been doing some different outreach on it. We've had the renderings up in the current visitor center now to get, you know, people excited about it and able to ask questions about it. And then starting tomorrow, we're at the Black Hill Stock Show, and the staff are taking the renderings up there and hoping to engage, you know, the public as they're coming by and kind of getting a feel for what they're thinking about it, you know, and taking down their comments and that. And then from there, we'll move on to the Black Hill Sports Show, and then we also have a home show here in Custer coming up in mid-February that we'll take the renderings to and just kind of keep getting the word out there. The press is picking up on it a little bit now with the legislative session and Senate Bill 54, but things are moving forward well. I know the foundation is working hard on raising another, you know, $400,000 roughly. I think we got about $170,000 raised right now. Seems like the legislature has been supportive of SB 54. I've got to go to the appropriations and hopefully see good support there. And we get that $500,000 from the general fund, and keep this project moving forward. So with that, I know that was brief, but sure stand by for any questions.
Commissioner Sherr. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Matt, two things, great presentation. You know, the quality of the renderings that you've shown on the screen, I would not be surprised if people requested those as painting's not the right word, but I mean those are frameable, and that one right there would look great hanging on any office wall. So I would keep that in mind as an extra thing to sell out of the place, or I would not be surprised if people asked for them. And then I was on a call yesterday with about 20 people throughout the state, and your and your team's efforts was recognized on that call yesterday by people out in the Rapid City area, because they had driven through the park this summer and noticed you and your team out working, and they saw that, were, you know, really gratified that you guys are working so hard to keep that park looking so well. And of course, they also referenced the number of visitors that we had throughout that area. So you had a big job keeping it looking good with limited staff, and want you to know that your efforts were noted, and good job.
Through the chair, thank you. I have a great staff. I mean, everybody really pulled together, and it was a real team effort to make it all happen. So looking forward to this coming summer again. It's going to be busy.
Commissioner Locken.
Yeah, Matt, Commissioner Locken here. So many times you see people traveling with their family and friends, and they're always looking for a picture, a place to pose for a picture. It would be nice to have something like the wild buffalo aren't always around, but a statue or something like that would make an attractive picture to create some memories to show their people back home and everything.
No, that through the chair, Commissioner Locken, that has been discussed with our interpretive team as well, and you know, it's something we're open to and probably going to continue to discuss.
Hey, thanks, Matt. Anybody else have anything questions? If not, I think that we'll wrap it up for today, and we'll stay in recess until tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Thanks for your time, everybody.